to go back and just explain some of my confusion on the second part with the vacation. So just for the record and clarity, in our last negotiation session, we were sent an article and we were going through it and we were wondering about this vacation language that was in there. It was told to us that that was no longer in the proposal. We stopped our meeting and you all emailed me a second proposal saying, oh, here's the updated and correct one. So the hard line on the vacation is where my confusion is at. I don't ever really think there's many hard lines in negotiations or good faith bargaining. I think both of us could talk this out, so I think we're good to move forward. The proposal that I was sent does not have that language in there. That was withdrawn. So if we want to kind of continue that philosophical conversation, I just kind of want to know where the city's head is at on mandatory overtime.
Lynn. Can you elaborate? What's the question about mandatory overtime?
Do we want to mandate our employees or not? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
Our overall objective is hopefully not to mandate anybody, but if we can't fill a seat, then we have to obviously mandate somebody fill that seat.
Okay, understood. Correct. Okay. I would feel that pretty much everybody in this room would probably agree that mandating somebody to work against their will is probably not the best thing for morale. And I know it's not good for safety in any way, shape, or form, that when somebody is tired and does not want to work, to be forced on a mandate is not a good situation to be in for anybody. So where my struggle is, the reason it appears punitive to our membership and personal is because right now it doesn't seem like there's any monetary reasoning for it. It doesn't save the city any money because the overtime is going to be the overtime. It's still there until we're fully staffed. And the solution or the proposal that is being brought to the table is creating a situation that will inherently cause more mandated overtime, which again becomes an issue when we're talking about safety and welfare of not only our employees, our coworkers, and also its residents. So that is my concern when we're discussing this proposal, is that there is no monetary savings to the city, and I understand that there's a philosophical idea of not being able to take overtime on vacation, but the purpose and the history of that was is that I can't sell back my vacation time, right? There's only so much that we're capped at, and at the end of the day, until we're fully staffed, that overtime is gonna exist. And we ran into this problem a lot during COVID when somebody was told, you have to take your vacation time, it's use it or lose it, we gotta take it. So we took our vacation time, nobody went anywhere, nobody could do anything, traveling was set down. And overtime comes up, somebody calls out sick, I'm sitting at home on vacation, I say, you know what? Instead of mandating somebody, I could take that overtime. So that is where the kind of philosophical struggle is that I'm trying to get to what are we trying to accomplish by these two proposals?
And Second Street.
What are we actually accomplishing, or what problem are we fixing? Because maybe we could figure out somewhere where we could, create a solution and we can meet somewhere in between, because that's kind of where I'm trying to get to.
So can we take the first one first?
Sure.
So I don't want to sound like my kids and answer a question with a question, but I'm going to pull a card out of my kid's pocket. Why does it make sense, if you are on sick leave, that should count as hours worked for overtime calculations? Please tell me how that makes sense.
So overtime is triggered when you're working beyond your normally scheduled hours.
Working
sick time, your normally scheduled hours, your normally scheduled hours, right? When we have sick leave, it's an earned entitlement, right? We earn sick leave to be able to use it when we are sick. Not when, if somebody's abusing it, I completely understand if there's issues or problems in that realm that need to be addressed, you address them. But it's an earned entitlement, and we have it there to use when you are sick, right?
Cannot agree anymore. That's
okay.
What it's for.
We don't want to encourage anybody to come into work. You're sick, you don't feel well, anything like that, right? I take my overtime. Two shifts later, I'm sick. I am being penalized now because I worked in overtime. Now my overtime that's been worked is now at straight pay because I inherently work in a job where I pick up sick people. I sit in a very small, tiny box with sick people. I deliver them to a hospital with a lot of sick people. So now I've worked my overtime shift. I served the city. I accrued my entitled benefit that had been negotiated. And now 2 days later, because of my experience or my interaction doing my job, I now get sick and my pay is going to get reverted to straight pay.
So maybe this is a lack of understanding. Let me ask a clarifying question. You said you worked overtime shifts and then called out. I understood. They're an overtime shift for you under the assumption that you have worked a set number. That what triggers the overtime is working beyond those regular hours. So if you took shifts at the beginning of a week, and correct me if I'm misunderstanding, you take shifts at the beginning of the week, you're thinking of them as overtime, but they're not overtime until you hit an hour's worked. And so then that week goes on, and you were scheduled to work on this day, and now you're sick. The total hours that you have worked is back to those number of hours. Your sick time is an entitled benefit. You're sick, you don't come to work, but you're also not working. And so the totality over that time period is the same number of hours worked. While it might have been, yes, if I had continued working all my regular hours, that shift would have been overtime. But as a result of taking sick leave, the total number of hours worked is regular pay and does not trigger overtime under the article. So that's where I'm a little confused by where, I understand what you're saying there.
That's not our shift schedule. That's not how our shift schedule works. Our shift schedule is on a calendar. It is set till the end of time. If I'm A shift, I work every A shift. Any shift that I work that's not A shift, unless it's a mutual exchange of time, is overtime. That's how our schedule works.
What's going to happen, too, is I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to work overtime. If I called in sick within any time of the two-week period, and now I get the call for overtime, I'm not going to work it because I'm not going to be here for straight pay. So then what's going to happen is another lieutenant is going to get mandatory overtime. Where me, normally, I would just take it for that person. But you're going to see people now, if you're not going to pay me for that time as overtime that I'm working extra, I'm not doing it. I'll wait, and then the next week, when I didn't have, I didn't call in sick, when overtime comes in, I'll do it. The problem is we have a staffing problem. That's what we're trying to figure out, what you're trying to fix. We're more than happy to work with you guys, but we're not given a solution. You're saying that I'm scheduled to work. If I work today and tomorrow I work overtime, and then between one of these 48 hours, one of these people made me sick, now I call in sick, that extra time that I worked, that I was away from my family where I didn't need to be, that I'm exhausted, but I'm doing it because the city's understaffed, and then you're not going to pay me for that overtime? That's a slap in the face.
It's hard for us to discuss a policy. No, it's perfect. It's very hard to discuss a policy that is going to inherently create more mandates and create a bigger problem than what we already have. So that's some of our concerns. Is there something else that we're trying to accomplish with this? Are we trying to fix a specific problem with that proposal?
Yeah. overtime is, I don't want to say it's a reward, but it is more entitled to sick time. No one is questioning that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Entitled to sick time. That's what it's for. It's an entitled.
Short-term disability policy.
But I'm having a really hard time understanding that if you are homesick, and again, nobody wants to be sick, you are physically not working. Please help me understand. Let's just take this bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
You are homesick. Are you physically working, yes or no?
No.
Overtime is designed to be that if you are physically working more than your allotted time, you will get time and a half. No one's questioning that. Physically working. So again, I'm going to ask the same question.
So if I'm on my Kelly day, is the city proposing that I do not get overtime because I'm on my Kelly day?
No, because the reason why you get paid, that's a little bit different. Because the reason for the Kelly day is what helps you have your hours of work reduced from 48 to 46.6.
To prevent
or 56.
To prevent the city from having to pay overtime.
Well, unless that's like your normally scheduled work hours, like there are some fire departments that don't have Kelly days.
Correct. And they pay.
So the purpose of our Kelly days is to reduce the work schedule, so it's not considered the same as sick time.
Because if not, you would have to pay that person overtime.
No, not if that's
you're still not physically.
Remember when we were doing overtime?
If a department doesn't have Kelly days, their normal hours
are higher.
Right, but they don't get paid overtime for those hours.
But that's
their regular schedule. Like some departments have a 56-hour
reduce the work.
Right. So the purpose of the Kelly day is to reduce the working. So to answer the question, no, the Kelly day is not the same as calling out sick.
So the city's proposal is not to diminish overtime if you're on a Kelly day. The proposal is also not
based off the argument
that I'm not here, I'm not physically here. I'm just clarifying. If I'm on a Kelly day, I can still work overtime.
I didn't physically work. That's
what they're doing too.
Do you understand that?
Personally,
if I'm scheduled on Monday and I take PL on Monday, which comes out of my sick leave, and I did not work that Monday because I took personal time, it came out of my sick time. You're telling me that Tuesday or Wednesday, my overtime is straight pay?
Or FMLA, or all kinds of situations that we incur.
When you're overtime, in that scenario.
So let's.
What do you mean by your regular?
Let's say
overtime is now regular.
Monday is my scheduled day. Okay. I take a personal leave for 24 hours.
Sick leave or vacation?
Personal leave comes out of my sick time. Personal leave. 24 hours. I did not work.
Correct.
Going by your theory, did not work. Now, because we're still understaffed, I get an opportunity. I've been called all day. For Tuesday or Wednesday to work overtime. Because I did not physically work Monday, you're basically saying that the overtime that I worked, or I'm sorry, the extra hours that I worked Tuesday or Wednesday is going to be straight pay?
It's not, I think what the city is viewing, those are not extra hours worked. In that scenario, you have worked the same number of hours. Where that time has been charged may be different. But the hours worked are still hours worked. It's not the contract is written that overtime is triggered when you go beyond your hours worked.
Well, I didn't work that much.
Yeah, but Armando, I don't think personally. I think they're specifically referring to sick hours.
I get it. There's problems with children that abuse it, but that should be everybody.
What I'm saying is that I don't think personally in that situation where it's scheduled leave. Would count in that situation where it's not being counted as hours worked.
Well, unscheduled personally would be the same thing as the sick day.
We're going down a slippery slope.
We're
going down a slippery slope where it's going to take away all.
Trying to clarify what sick time. What sick time are you referring to exactly? Because the way our schedule works, we can use sick time in a multitude of ways. which is why we said, and it's hard to draw hard lines, because a hard line for a general employee or FOP may be way different than a hard line for a fired employee. We're willing to work and come up with a solution to the problem, but we're trying to gather what's the problem and what sick time are you referring to? Is it only unexcused sick time? Is it excused? Is it PL? What sick time are we referring to? Because it's all different.
So can I have a question? So for non-union employees, we can convert sick leave to vacation every year, a certain amount. Is your guys's
that's our PL. So is
it actually converting in the system a code?
No.
From sick leave to personal leave?
Up to 72 hours of sick time can be utilized as personal leave. So not a conversion.
Maybe the proposal would be then is to make it similar to how others in the city do it, is each year you're allowed to take a certain amount of sick leave and convert it to personal management or PTO or something, then it would not be coded as sick leave in the system.
It's just so different than everybody else, and we want to put us in the same box as everybody else. We work more hours than everybody else in the city, and it's like, and it's happening on both sides, but we're trying to pick and choose what things from other parts of the cities that we want to put everybody in the same box, and unfortunately, the fire service is a different animal than the rest of the city.
I don't think the city is trying to do that. I think the city is trying to get back to the roots of the Fair Labor Standards Act.
We need to hire more employees, so we don't need to be working the overtime. We're fixing the budget working overtime.
Yeah.
On the hiring of more employees, what are we, because we keep referring to that we're severely understaffed. What is that, when you say severely understaffed, what are you using as that guiding factor?
What am I using as a guiding factor?
Yeah, that we're severely understaffed.
Because we're using the same amount of, this is what we're trying to get. We're using the same amount of sick time that we've always used, if anything less, right? So that hasn't changed. But yet, we don't have enough employees to staff the trucks that we need, so we have to put people to work mandatory. When Jamil and I first got hired here, we did not get overtime. Very seldom did we ever get overtime. But because of changes, either additional trucks, moving personnel around, different things that have happened, we have not been able to backstaff the men and women that are needed on the trucks every day, which causes the overtime, you know? Which, I don't have a problem working the overtime, but now you're going to take away any kind of opportunity I'm going to work. Not any, but you're reducing my ability to do. I'm not, when we were in financial urgency, I was not working here extra hours for straight time.
You have to understand there's an emotional aspect of this, because this was a financial urgency move on the city's part. So you have to understand also there's an emotional aspect that to this proposal, that we literally just got out of financial urgency. Our contract was restored to pre-financial urgency 3 years ago. These are topics that are being brought up from those times, which is what I think makes it a little bit difficult and emotional to discuss, because we've already been there. We already done that. We used to call it Bobert time, straight time, overtime. You know, we've been there.
I'm not doing it.
And it's very difficult for our membership to be told that when the inherent dangers of our job are, we're gonna get sick. And what's so difficult to have this conversation as well is our last contract negotiations, we've talked about our sick time. Believe me, I've had labor management meetings about it, and all I have seen is our sick time go down, our personal usage go down. Our guys are working their butts off. They are working, and they are working hard. I have looked at the trends. I'd be more than happy to pull them up. If you look at the trends over the last 5 fiscal years, all of our usage is going down. Even when we were working in COVID, when we were supposed to be the frontline workers, we were the essential employees, and thank you guys, I appreciate everything that you're doing, because we're exposing ourselves to God knows what. You know, it still exists. We still go into homes and people are coughing on us. You get spit on, you get vomit, poop, like I'll name it all. You know, it's just the reality of our job is that we run calls on sick people. We expose ourselves to sick people. And that's why it is punitive to say that we have earned the ability, number one, an entitled, earned benefit, and then we can't use it because if we use it, you're going to get straight pay.
I'm going to get paid straight.
So you're still getting paid.
I'll come in sick to work. I will drag my butt in sick to work and not use it because I'm not going to not get paid overtime for the work that I did extra.
I think the bigger part is this is going to be mandatory training.
And then on the flip side of it, when the overtime comes, if I called in sick prior, I'm not going to take it and somebody's going to get mandatory. So we're going to make things worse by doing that, not fixing things.
So we're trying to figure out
what you wanted to fix, but you're just telling us it's this philosophical reason of moral reason.
I just told you because we're scheduled X amount of days, we're using our time for that day.
I've let you all speak. Please tell me how you think it's fair that sick time gets used as hours worked when you're not physically here to calculate overtime.
Can I attempt to try to address that?
Please.
Okay. So the principle of paid time off, in this case sick leave, is that our compensation is not diminished by our absence from work.
It's not.
Okay?
That's what sick leave is for.
Yes. Exactly. So we can agree on the definition, yes. Right? Okay, great. So the problem with this proposal, there's two main issues with it. Okay? One, it undermines the entire principle definition, what we just agreed upon, for sick leave, because it does diminish compensation. The other part of that, that's also a huge problem. Okay, if you have a rebuttal to that, please go ahead.
So, if I understand you correctly, mm-hmm. it is you consider it a benefit to be sick.
It's a contractual benefit.
No, using the sick time.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah. Using the sick time.
As a benefit. Oh, I'm sick. Thank God. Now I can get overtime.
That's what I just heard.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's a benefit to be sick. It's a benefit to have paid time off. Yes. Not every job has it. Part-time workers don't have it. They don't have vacation. They have a lot of things. So, yes, it's a benefit that we negotiate. It's a contractual benefit that we have earned from coming to work for this city and providing excellent service to the citizens. And putting our lives at risk. That's a benefit, yes. So the whole purpose of that benefit is that we're not diminished, our compensation is not diminished as a result of that. Okay? So which you agreed on. That's what sick leave is for.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Okay.
Your proposal of this language,
okay, as it is written, as you're suggesting it, undermines that principle. Because my compensation will be diminished in a pay period as a result of me utilizing my sick leave benefit, my contractually earned entitlement. That is problem number one. The other big issue and why the union cannot condone this, right, is because it's going to increase mandatory overtime, which we all agreed in this room when we started this conversation. We all agreed is bad to kidnap people and keep them here against their will, potentially at a safety risk, not only to themselves, to their coworkers, and to the citizens. Okay? So I don't understand how you guys would want to condone a policy that would also create a situation like that as well.
A factual statement saying that it's going to increase mandatory overtime. Because, okay, first of all, we're trying to get more staff, additional staff than what we have currently now.
Okay.
Right now, we're only at 5 vacancies at the firefighter level. So we're doing pretty good, right? And what the proposal is what's already in your contract. Right now, it just says that you can call out sick 8 times before it reverts to straight pay. So the proposal for us is that sick leave 0 should be counted towards hours worked, or all of it, I should say, right? Just like the other bargaining agreements in the city of Hollywood have. We're not talking about...
Well, that's work 40 hours, too.
We're not talking about... Well, but you guys don't want to work 40 hours.
I do. We try to work 42. Give me 2 more. Does any department get mandated to work?
Yes.
And do they have as many mandates as we do?
Public utilities, public works, yes.
Okay.
Because they have 24, like the water treatment plant, the wastewater.
They're 24/7.
Right.
So I think we're right above, roughly, I think it was 1,000 hours of mandatory.
But we don't want to shut down trucks either. So if you shut down trucks,
we're going to make the pool of voluntary overtime is going to get more shallow by a policy like this getting introduced. Therefore, the result of that, or the effect of that policy, is going to be more mandatory overtime.
Well, I guess the more people that call out sick, that's possible. But the less people that call out sick,
we have tons of data to show that everything, as far as the sick calls and leave and everything like that, has remained stagnant. Okay, that is not the issue.
But we've also increased staffing, so it's reduced a little bit. But the point is we don't have as much mandatory overtime as we did before either.
If mandatory overtime has gone down, that is great, but it's still at a level that I think we would all agree is too high. And we want to continue to see that trend go further south. So,
this
policy is not going to aid in that endeavor. It's going to exacerbate the problem.
So if we're looking at
this contractual language was restored via resolution in 2013 when the city was restoring what was taken away during financial urgency. However, you never had this before financial urgency. It was not in the contractual agreement from 2009 to 2012. It was added in 2013, where sick leave is counting towards hours worked for purposes of calculating overtime. So you only have had this language for 12 years.
I think before it didn't matter. I mean, excused absences you had.
It didn't matter.
That's what was added, was the excused absences.
Correct.
That
everything
was added.
Else was in
no,
there.
It
that
was
actually
in
yes.
the 20. No, I have it right here.
We added the absences excused, is what we did.
The addition of the absences excused, it went from unlimited to going back, saying, hey, now we went to 8. It used to be 10, and then it went to 8. So that was an addition to assist a concession to the city as a deterrent.
There was section 1 that in the overtime article that was one sentence.
Yeah. Adam, is that something that...
In your 2009-2012 contract, there was no mention of that second paragraph in article 1.
Correct.
Overtime.
Correct. Because you always had overtime when you called out sick. We never... It wasn't... That those restrictions never existed.
That is correct. So before that, mm-hmm. overtime always counted towards
hours
worked.
So that was a
even
concession.
Though it didn't state it explicitly
correct.
In the contract.
I think that's the way that it was
yes.
done.
Yes.
That was
put in there as a concession to assist the city. That was a city's proposal, and we put that in there. Yes, you are correct. It got put in then as a concession to the city.
I think because they imposed that, right, during financial urgency, and so it was probably put in that contract language, too.
It was the maximum FLSA hours worked that was straight paying with overtime. Adam, are we willing to discuss that number and go from 8 to 6? If that's an issue or a problem, is there a discussion on that
as far as... No.
Moving the conversation forward.
Something was said that I'm having a really hard time following. And Derek, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Yeah. On average, you work four round numbers. You work 4 shifts a pay period.
93.2 hours
yeah.
okay. a pay period. 93.2.
The purpose of sick leave is to take when you are sick, so that your compensation
is not diminished.
Correct.
What you're asking for, frankly, is a little greedy. You're asking to get more money from the city because you're sick.
Don't take it personal.
Now it's personal.
Yeah, don't take it personal. Don't take it there. This is a contractually negotiated benefit. Sick leave is an earned right.
It is. You're right. It is an earned right.
And don't make it personal about why we use sick time.
I have nowhere else to go on this.
All right.
So Adam wanted to ask that since this is a hard line, Do we even need to go and start costing out this if this is something that is not...
This is a hard line for them, not for you.
I mean, we're trying to figure out where we meet in the middle and discuss what problem we're solving, because the issue is, this is not an uncommon practice amongst other...
Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
So, I would like to know, you made reference to several cities around here that do it. While we were caucusing, ESO explicitly says no. Fort Lauderdale explicitly says no. Davie explicitly says no. Plantation explicitly says no. So, those are several of the largest in this county. So I would like to know, you said a lot of kids,
BSO, you are correct, BSO does. But on the flip side, they also incentivize people not calling out sick, and they give them additional time off for not calling out sick, which we have addressed the last three contract negotiations in a row, and the city has adamantly said no to. So there's two parts of that conversation. Most of these contracts who do put a hard line on some of that stuff also incentivize on the opposite side of the spectrum. Other contracts like Coral Springs, they have clauses in there. They have straight pay, but if that sick time is used in the same payroll cycle, their sick pay is restored to their bank if they're getting paid for straight time. So there are other parts to that conversation as far as the big picture. If that's... Whoa. Are you okay?
Yeah. It's the residual effects of a fall cold. I'm not...
Okay, Alex, a clarification on Pearl Springs that you were saying.
Yeah.
So you said that it gets restored to their sick pay.
Sure.
Do you mean that it gets paid out as sick leave and they also get straight pay for that day, but then it's also restored? Or is it simply that the sick day they took is canceled out?
It's basically restored back to their bank. It's canceled out.
No, I know,
out.
But
yeah.
I'm saying so it's just canceled out, so they're paid as though they've worked all of their shifts.
If I took 24 hours of sick time.
But they're not paid
and then
an additional day for the day that they work.
They're paid straight time. So if I work on Monday, right, Tuesday, Wednesday comes along, right, I have to call out sick.
Okay.
They have to use 24 hours of sick time,
right?
The hours that they worked are now at straight pay, but those hours that were called out sick because they're calling out sick gets restored back to their bank.
If they're working overtime,
then they're just paid for their 48 or...
And their sick time goes back in their bank like it was never. Yes.
Their pay is remaining straight time. Like, I understand there's now like hours banked that they could take
the overtime
in,
is at straight
pay. Out is all at straight time and not more than the number of hours worked in a normal period of time.
Yes, but their bank is restored.
I understand.
Yeah, the overtime is paid at... The overtime is paid at straight pay.
Question. It's a different question. They are still getting paid compensation-wise.
Yes.
Straight pay.
Mm-hmm.
There's not additional compensation.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. So, yeah. So that's, I mean, that's basically where we're at with some of those. Is the city willing to look at opposite sides of incentives? Because I've been told multiple times, I didn't even bring it up, because I've always been told no.
In exchange for this language.
I mean, if
we call it. I mean, we're not going to look at something. This language is going. So if your suggestion is looking at alternatives based on this language.
How is that negotiating good faith? Right. You see
Alex.
That?
I sent you the original 09-12 contract where it says that we get paid.
Yeah.
That way they could see the difference, what was added after. We've had it forever. I even got the older contracts at the Union Hall if necessary. So. Okay.
Do you want to reconvene and we could put together something? You want me to send you those contracts as well?
It's a hard line. Which I don't know how that's negotiating in good faith because we're not... you're dictating something. You're not willing to discuss something. You're just straight up saying no.
Negotiations were a give and take.
Exactly.
Please tell me in your proposal what you gave.
We're working on it. We're working
so
on
we
it.
Came in here two contracts in a row saying our hard line was a 42-hour work week. And I was told it's a hard line from the city. It's an absolute no. And I sat and I listened and I met you guys and said, fine, I understand. I pivoted. And this is you know, I didn't come in here throwing a bunch of stuff on the wall, right? I came in here from day one saying all I wanted to do was address a work schedule change, and that was it. And I was told no, absolutely not. The city does not have the appetite to entertain this conversation. So it wasn't even, hey, let's talk about it, let's figure it out. I know we ran the numbers and stuff like that, but the temperature of the water from the beginning was that this isn't a discussion, it's DOA, we're not talking about it, you know, and that it started in a very negative tone regarding this is not going to be talked about, right? And even though that may have been a hard line for me, we came in here and we listened to you guys and we pivoted. And all I've requested back, you guys threw a ginormous amount of language on the table.
A very
right?
generous
a lot,
proposal.
A lot of stuff. And what I did was try to simplify things, because the sentiment was it's very difficult to bargain with multiple bargaining units when it's not apples to apples, I guess you could say, right? So if we're just looking at wages, if we're just going to look at longevity, if we're going to look at pension and all this other stuff, that was the intent of what we were trying to do, is come in here and make sure that we simplified this process and come in here and, okay, well, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm not getting what my membership wanted, and that's a 42-hour work week. All I came in here to say is, let's wrap this up. Let's get the across-the-board wages. Let's just mirror what's already been set out.
But you're acting as if we said no to the 42 hours and it's a status quo contract. We gave you a very generous proposal, so it's not fair to say that we're not negotiating good faith when...
Yes, I got that.
We
it was
544
and they changed it the same day we were negotiating.
No, it's...
A very generous proposal.
That's objective.
I, with a very generous
contract, existing contract. So you can say it's subjective all you want.
It is.
Okay, that's fine.
I understand, you know, as far as the payment and everything, but, you know, those two items are very difficult.
I just don't echo what we're working on numbers. Why is it? It's got to be zero or nothing, or? That's not the way it works. We'll work on the number of days, but zero, from 8 to 0 is...
Can we take a quick pause, please?
Absolutely.
Of course.